singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain.
We hope
what
so.
A glorious
hope it's coming, right?
And I'm happy again.
Paul, you've been in Arizona a long time. Donna, you're originally from Arizona. There's nothing worse than a dry monsoon storm. Right?
Yeah.
Those are so disappointing.
They are. Just bring it on.
Oh, man. Yeah, you have that wall of dirt hit you, and you're thinking, okay, this is worth it for what's coming, that cool spring, nice, gorgeous, creosote-flavored rain, and it never comes.
Never comes.
That dry monsoon storm is a bummer. Bummer. So we hope the rain is coming. We hope for a good rain season. Arizona gets, if you're below the rim, Arizona gets about half its moisture from the sky during the monsoon season. So we kind of count on that for a lot of reasons. One, kind of take the edge off the heat in those hot summer afternoons.
And keep the dust levels down.
Yeah. That's hard on a roof. I mean, it can go from 115, 116, a black asphalt roof at staring in the sun, the surface temperature's got to be 140, 150, 160 degrees, and then the cool rain hits it.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem with the built-up or modified roofs is the expansion and contraction, because that's exactly what it is. You're about 150 degrees, cools right down, metal edging, expansion and contraction.
Yeah. Let's talk electric. We've got the guys here from Austin Electric. We're talking about lightning. Now, lightning protection for a home is fairly expensive. Let's just be
it
square
is.
About
there's,
it.
There's different products out there, too. There's different angles that you can take. But, yeah, just the product that goes into it, it's not very cheap.
Now, I can tell you in my experience, and I'm interested to hear your experience, I actually see people with show livestock, show horses, actually lightning protecting the corrals, the stables, and the barns, even more than they protect their own home.
Yes, I have physically haven't seen that, but they got to protect their investments. I mean, and your house is one of your biggest investments, along with the people that, you know, do the horses and the barns and the stables.
What a lot of people don't realize is those aren't lightning rods. That's what we call them, but they're not. They're called air terminals, and we like to space them, I don't know, generally speaking, 10, 15, 20 feet apart. I guess it depends on the roof and the material and stuff like that. Most barns are metal.
Right.
Now, the corrals are metal, and they get hit, a million volts, go into the ground, and then you've got a perfectly good thoroughbred show horse wearing steel shoes.
Not a good sign.
Not a good combination.
No, and depending on the roof, like you said, it could be up to 20 feet, but that's the maximum, and you got to protect your investments. Like Donnie said, it's your home, your horses, your livestock.
And it's not just the roof ridgeline we're talking about. I mean, we've got to look at other mechanical equipment. If there's
air conditioning, correct.
We don't see evap coolers as much, but a steel box full of water on top of your roof is a very attractive magnet.
Correct. Conduits sometimes run along your roof type. You have to protect them also because that attracts the lightning also.
And what it's looking for is it doesn't know where it's going to hit. It's drawing up from the ground. But it's looking for the path of least resistance.
Correct. It's lazy. Electricity is lazy and takes the path of least resistance. And all it is static. It's a static electricity shock from the sky to the ground or to your home or wherever the case may be. And we're just trying to redirect it this way it hits the lightning rods or, like you said, the air.
I think people are surprised how far lightning will travel. It will travel horizontally as far as 30 to 40 miles.
Correct.
That's a big stretch.
It's a big stretch, and you don't see it too often, but when you do, it looks pretty in the air as long as it stays there.
That's the reason we say. Now, can you use the rule of thumb, count 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, and that's how far it is?
Between thunder and lightning?
And you've always heard if it's over 5 miles out, you're safe, but you really aren't.
I don't know if you can ever say you're truly safe. If you can see the lightning or if you're in an area where it's raining and there's lightning, it could strike anywhere. If the static electricity is right around you and the clouds are saying it's going to go, it's going to go.
Yeah. I can remember a story that happened, I want to say about 15 years ago, but it was a wood-framed home just in the framing stages. And a monsoon storm blew through that particular area, and the crew went inside to stand underneath the wood structure, thinking
correct.
That was a safe place to be. One of the guys was leaning against a hurricane strap, and he was actually electrocuted and killed.
Yeah, to be underneath something is one thing, but to be leaning on it is just the tallest point around you is probably going to get hit. Because it's lazy, and that's the least resistance.
Now, I have heard don't be in a shower, don't be on the telephone. Is that like over precaution? Is that?
No, that's something serious. So water and electricity mix very nicely. And if there's a shot where it's going to be anywhere near the water and you're standing in the water, you could get hit. And again, with the telephone lines, if it was to hit a telephone pole or something to that effect and a line runs in and you're on the phone, it is a possibility. It's a slim possibility, but it is a possibility, and it's not worth the risk.
Okay.
Well, I've heard stories, too. I mean, you may have heard them that, you know, my outlets blew up inside, and that's what may happen is just the surge that comes back. So.
Yeah. And when we get back, we're going to break for bottom of the hour news and update right now. But when we get back, we're going to talk about the more important, more affordable protection that you can get in preparation for the monsoon season. And that would be the surge protection. And we're going to talk about how many of you are operating under the very false sense of security that your property and your electronics are surge protected because you went to the hardware store or the drugstore and bought a surge strip protector for $11 and you think you're protected. You're going to be sorely disappointed the first time you lose all the equipment you got plugged into that thing. We'll tell you how to really protect yourself right after this on Rosie on the House.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.